Hallo, hier is weer Robert met deze keer een ode aan Quentin Crisp. Geboren meer dan 100 jaar geleden en gestorven aan het einde van de 20e eeuw, belichaamde schrijver en raconteur Quentin Crisp homoseksualiteit op geheel eigen wijze. In een tijd waar homo's en lesbo's nog algemeen veracht werden, wist hij zich uit het verdomhoekje te ontworstelen door zijn flamboyante tentoonspreiding van wat en wie hij was. Hier een geluidscollage van A Naked Civil Servant, de met John Hurt in de hoofdrol verfilmde memoires. Ontdek en laat je inspireren door de unieke geest en persoonlijkheid van Quentin Crisp.
When these people came to me and said we should like to make a film of your life, I said yes, do. Films are fantasies. You can make my life a fantasy as I have tried but failed to make it. But then they said we want the film to be real. You know, real life. So I said any film, even the worst, is at least better than real life.
Do you intend to spend your entire life admiring yourself?
If I possibly can.
Are you keen on this girl then, Quentin?
Keen? Good God, no. She's a friend. I mean, friendship exists. Sexual intercourse is a poor substitute for masturbation. Exhibitionism is a drug. You get hooked.
Your trouble is you look like a male whore.
It was the first acknowledgement my father had ever made of any part of my problem. My heart throbbed with gratitude. I am an effeminate homosexual. I want to win the admiration. I want to be found desirable by a great dark man. But what proof have I that I'm desired? No great dark man is going to come up to me and say, Quentin, I adore you. Your eyes are like stars and your lips are like roses. A ten-shilling note is proof. A proof I understand. My father's a solicitor.
Does he know you're a pansy?
A dirty, stinking little pansy.
What's that, apart from being a flower? Well, I seem to have hit on a home truth. Some roughs are really queer. And, of course, some queers are really rough.
What are you going to do today while I'm out at work?
I shall experiment with a new eyeshadow. I should explain that Poland is not so much a country as a disturbed state of mind. Seem to have annoyed you, gentlemen, in some way. On the day that war was declared, I went out and bought 2 pounds of henna.
Your hair's dyed?
Yes, sir.
A man dyeing his hair is a sign of sexual perversion. Do you know what that means?
Yes, sir.
Do you know what the word homosexual means?
Yes, I am homosexual.
Do you think you could be more natural?
Natural? Me? It is certainly true that I am a sexual pervert, but I've never been quite sure about the word suffering. I have discovered a great labor-saving secret. After the first 4 years, the dust doesn't get any worse.
I thought perhaps he was your great dark man.
There is no great dark man. Hell consists of having the same diseases as one's neighbors. My dentist, a dear friend, said, it's not your teeth that are decaying, it's you.
You see that copper over there? If you don't give us a quid each, right, I'm going to tell him that you've been fiddling with these two.
I defy you to do your worst. It can hardly be my worst. Mine has already and often happened to me. You cannot touch me now. I am one of the stately homos of England. Never looking at anyone unless they demand that I look. Never speaking unless spoken to.